You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm in for Nathan Zagura. Along with me for the ride is Jason Gibbs. And I'm going to, Gibbs, we're going to talk and do a little higher or lower on a non-football topic, which is going to be very interesting since of my Tuesday concert night or Monday concert night at the Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, this is from Rolling Stone magazine, the 50 greatest live acts right now.
All right.
Okay. Now, this was a panel of writers, industry figures, and the artists themselves, from Lars Ulrich of Metallica to Brittany Howard of Alabama Shakes.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, literally, this is a pretty big list. And there's some interesting things on it.
So good.
Let's get rolling and let's see what we got here.
Let's go.
Higher or lower?
Higher or lower? Higher being number one, lower being lower. Should we do that this week?
Yes.
All right. So Bruce Springsteen comes in at number one. Obviously, he can't go higher. Should he be lower, though, on the list of live bands?
Have you seen Bruce Springsteen in concert?
I have, but I'm like a Bruce Springsteen hits guy. And when he goes off and plays everything else, I'm not that big a fan.
I would say I have. I would say lower, so not number one.
I would say lower as
well. And the reason why I say that is to coincide with your point. And I just think as we dive into this list, for me personally, there's going to be somebody else that I think is going to put on a better show than Bruce Springsteen that should be number one.
Higher or lower?
Number two on the list is Prince. Higher or lower?
Now, one of those guys, not that I'm a fan of Prince, okay, he's got some great songs, he's got longevity, a lot like Bruce Springsteen, and just as I mentioned, he may be one of the guys that could put on a better overall show than, say, a Bruce Springsteen. But that all being said, I'm going to go lower as well.
Yeah, I feel like that's awful high for Prince. Like, they've got the Rolling Stones number three. I think the Rolling Stones and Prince you could both put in the top 10. I don't know. I think Rolling Stones top three, if not number one.
Yeah, great.
I loved the Rolling Stones when I saw them. Prince, heck of an artist, heck of a show. I just don't think that is – I don't think number two is worthy on that one. I'd go lower as well.
Lower.
Higher or lower?
So everything's lower. At some point, we've got to go higher. Number six on the list is Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Higher or lower, do you think?
Well, my wife and I were sitting at Imagine Dragons getting ready for them to come on and do their act. And, you know, the lights come on and they're just playing some kind of background music. And my wife was just talking about, you know, how many concerts she's been to and ones that she would like to see. And the one that she said she would like to see, which I concur because it's a part of my era, and I enjoy hip hop as well as I do, you know, other genres of music. And I just thought that the Jay-Z Beyonce tour, I thought would be the one that she referenced and should be higher than number six because the show and the number of songs that the arena that they'd be playing in could sing along with them would be a majority of their songs. So I would say higher. Higher to one.
It's a good question.
Jay-Z, Beyonce. So it's the two of them.
Yeah. You get that megastar show. That's a whole different ballgame.
It is.
If it's the two of them, I would say higher.
Yep. Jay-Z by himself, I'd say lower.
Yeah. But if you put Jay-Z with Beyonce, Beyonce is a hell of an artist.
She is.
And she knows how to entertain as well.
She does.
So I that duo, I would go higher as well.
Cool.
Higher or lower?
Coming in at number 11, U2. Higher or lower?
I'm going to go higher, meaning closer to number one. And this is simply based around the premise that my wife has seen U2 in concert. And she said it's the best concert she's ever been to.
It is in my top three.
There you go.
I've seen them a couple times. I actually ended a night. My buddy was their record rep at the time.
Nice.
And I ended up.
Well, you got some ins for being a Bowling Green guy, man.
I'm telling you. I got my own share of contacts. I got my own share of free willies.
There you go. All right.
So this was great. We had like one of those 72-hour stints. This is back when I worked on the FM side when I first broke into the business in the late 90s. And I was in promotions. And we had.
You talk about it like it's hard to get in. All I did was.
Hey, man, I had to intern for three summers
playing around.
Before
I'm
I got.
Just playing around.
There was a lot of grunt work. So basically, we had on a Wednesday, we had U2 in town, and it was an amazing show. I mean, that was awesome. One of my favorite shows that I've ever seen. And they played for 2.5 hours straight. Never took a break.
Right.
It was the energy was there from start to finish. It was awesome. So then 2 days later, Bon Jovi's in town.
Ooh.
And we had, you know, I mean, literally you're going on no sleep. You know, one show to another, you're up early, you have got to mark off parking lots. We were doing parking lot parties, and it was tons of promotions and just going nonstop. So that Saturday night, Bon Jovi gets done performing. It was the Thursday, Saturday. My buddy from U2 calls me, and he goes, hey, where you at? I'm like, dude, it's about 1:30 in the morning. I am going home. I'm going to bed. I haven't slept in a couple days. I don't know if I'm hungover or if I'm tired. And he goes, dude, meet me at such and such bar. Bar will remain nameless. I said, I go, dude, no. He goes, I'm telling you, it will be worth your time. I go, what are you even doing in town? He goes, just trust me. I walk into this bar. There's one guy in there. I said, I'm supposed to. He goes, yeah, you're with so-and-so. I'm like, yeah. He goes, just go downstairs. There's a bartender down there. No one's here yet, but they'll be here soon. And I'm like, who's they? It's literally 2:45. I'm texting him. I'm like, dude, I'm done. I'm going home. He goes, we're pulling up right now. Doors open. In walks Bono and Bon Jovi.
Whoa.
Both bands together.
Together?
Yes.
So was it worth it?
It was. I left there at 7 a.m. We karaoke'd.
No way.
It was awesome.
And all of them partook?
Yep.
Really?
And they tried to one-up each other. They were cocktails.
Were they doing their own songs or doing each other's songs or other songs?
Both. They were doing each other's songs, and then they were doing random stuff.
That would be awesome.
And
I'm not going to lie.
There were cocktails. At the end of the night, the Edge gave me his hat.
The beanie?
Yep.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty neat, man.
It was awesome.
So it was well worth the wait.
Yeah. Definitely one of the better nights in my life. That's for sure.
So you know who, you may in fact get to, as we get back to the list, the one that I thought would be a great concert and someone I looked up to and liked that was a part of my era was Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen them?
I have seen them.
How were they?
You know what? It's interesting. I saw them in St. Louis, and it was like pouring down rain, outdoor amphitheater. It wasn't the greatest.
Okay.
And then I saw them here at Blossom, and STP, Stone Temple Pilots, opened for them.
They're good.
And it was, oh my God, it was awesome. And they played the hits.
STP opened for Aerosmith?
Yes.
And that was after STP was actually who STP is, right?
Correct.
So they had records of hits as well.
Yes.
There's nothing better. There's nothing better than, and we'll jump back to the list after this, but there is nothing better than being able to, back in the day, putting on a CD and letting it go.
I agree, man.
And there's only, for me personally, there's only maybe 5 to 10 CDs out there. Some of them, you know, in the heyday were boy bands or, you know, Britney Spears, which was, you know, big when you were 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years old. But there was nothing better than putting a CD on. It was so good that you just didn't have to touch the dial.
Yep. That, I was in college, man. Third Eye Blind, Matchbox 20, Sugar Ray. You put those discs on, cocktail it up.
Well, yeah, my wife and I were the kids. We talked about Sublime.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, remember 311?
Everclear.
Was good. Everclear was awesome. I was a Smashing Pumpkins fan. I went through a little alternative stage. So Smashing Pumpkins and Everclear and Silverchair.
We should try to go see Smashing Pumpkins when they come.
They got to be good.
So the Pumpkins, I've seen them once. The Pumpkins are opening for Marilyn Manson. And that's a whole other story for another time because I met.
They are or did?
They are this summer. And
I think I'd watch it, and then I'd, like, leave.
No, you got to stay for the Manson.
Really?
The show is not what's on stage. It's in the crowd, and I'll just leave it at that.
But I just don't know if I want that experience in my life.
I think you do.
Really?
Trust me. It's entertaining.
Okay.
But the Pumpkins are on tour this summer, and they're only playing, because they're the opening act, they only play like an hour and a half. He goes, and Billy Corgan said, their drummer's back, the whole band is back together for this summer tour, and they said all they're doing is playing their hits for an hour and 15 to an hour and 30.
I'm good with that.
I'm like, I would pay to go see that.
I would too.
In a heartbeat.
I would pay to go see that and leave without seeing Manson.
I ended up once in a room with Marilyn Manson and Eminem. And
how awkward was that?
It was interesting. And then Snoop somehow ended up in there.
What?
That's a whole other
story. You really
story,
do have
friend.
The connects, man.
On the concert scene.
Hey, and what? Okay, as we wrap this segment, before we come back, and we're gonna hear from Carlos Dansby's recent interview. The one other thing of note, and when I read this and then watched the video, the first person I thought of was you. So I just want to throw it out there. And this is it. And I'm just looking at it. I'm on Nathan's computer, and I see the. And it's the video that I watched. Wade Boggs admits to drinking 100 plus beers in one day.
Dude, it's an awesome video.
I did watch the video. First person I thought of was you.
I've never done that.
You've got to be honored.
I have attempted the Century Club, which is like, you know, the 100 shots in however many minutes. I don't know if you know that or not.
No.
So you line up 100 shot glasses of beer.
Okay.
And you do like one every, I think it's every 10 seconds. Or 15 seconds, you just do shots of beer, and your goal is to get to 100. And I don't think I've ever made it.
Really?
Yeah.
A shot of beer?
It sounds easy.
The 4 ounce of beer?
Yeah.
So it's only 40 ounces.
It's a lot tougher than you think because you're sucking in air when you're doing the shots. And that fills you up.
I understand, but you do a shot a minute?
No, it's not a minute. You don't have that much time.
Oh, okay.
And that's the problem. God, I don't remember how much time. It's been – those were college days or a year or two out of college. God, I do not remember.
You know what we got into, which is a non-alcoholic story, and then we'll grab a break, is my wife and I, whenever used to – you know, you have those, like, bored nights when you have, like, friends in town or friends, and you get into, like, the – like, I've tried to chug a gallon of milk in an hour. Or the saltines test before, where you, like, have to eat five saltines in, what, 30 seconds or whatever it is. And you almost end up dying and choking yourself with no drinks of water. Yeah, those are great. Great. Great stuff.
I love those nights. They're
I do
just
too.
Random. You don't know
I
how
bet
the night's
you
gonna
can't.
Go.
It's like, bet you can't dunk. How much you wanna bet? Okay. Let's then the funny thing is you have a basketball hoop, and then you find the basketball that has no air and you have no pump. So then you have to go to a sporting goods store or a Walgreens or a Rite Aid to go find a pump.
You are
to
sloppy drunk in a Walmart at 11 o'clock.
Absolutely.
At night
and then you're
going to
come back and dunk a basketball.
Yep.
To make $100 or $5, whatever it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
And those then you get back and it's not even that fun.
No, it's not.
You're like, wow,
you do it and you're like,
why
oh,
that
sucks. Let's go back inside and have a beer.
I think I might be starting to sober up. We need to go back.
Yeah. Like you're boring. Let me go watch TV. Exactly. All right. We're going to grab a break. As I said, we're going to hear a good, solid interview, very revealing from our own starting inside linebacker, Carlos Dansby, as he spoke
really
with what station was it again?
SiriusXM.
SiriusXM. Okay, NFL. Very good stuff. Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs, having fun on this free-for-all Friday. We still want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. I promise we'll get to those tweets with your staycation outlets here in the Northeast Ohio area. Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs on ESPN Cleveland 850 WKNR. And I'm puffing my chest.